the holiday reflection. As I sit at my desk looking out the window at the gray, naked branches of the lilac bush, silhouetted against the snow covering the ground in rocks and fence, I struggle with the question, what does this holiday season mean to me? In many ways, it is alien. I grew up Jewish, and Christmas was something others celebrated. I grew up in the Southern Hemisphere, where Christmas time is very hot and very dry. I find the attempts to conflate Christmas and Hanukkah, or to draw parallels between the two, to have no real spiritual resonance for me. The former is a major Christian holiday commemorating the birth of a child who is to become the focus of that religion. The latter is a minor holiday commemorating a miracle related to oil burning for longer than expected in the Jewish temple. That Hanukkah is a festival of light in this dark time of year in the Northern Hemisphere, for me, does not correspond to the message of the birth of Jesus bringing light to the world. In reality, the elevation of Hanukkah is more a matter of commerce than conscience. Like many, I struggle with the commercialization and excess of the season. After almost 40 years in this country, I'm still not used to it. To give is good. I know that. But what we give, how much we give, and to whom we give are always questions we grapple with. In the midst of the noise, I feel the need for something simpler, quieter. So I sit looking out the window. Suddenly, a bright red cardinal comes to perch on a cold branch only a few feet from me. I watch motionless, and soon his mate arrives. 6 months ago, this lilac bush was bursting with color, and six months from now, it will be in full bloom again. But today, the reminder of that potential for fullness comes on the wings of these beautiful birds, radiant against the backdrop of snow and barren branches. Perhaps Christmas is simply the gift that Christianity has given to the world, a gift encompassing enough for each of us to find